Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and how's everyone doing today? And welcome to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1. And on we are also syndicated on iHeartRadio, excuse me, y'all, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon, Alexa, and Spotify. And we are live in beautiful Sherman Oaks, California. And we have a very special guest here today, a artist, a songwriter, a singer, a clothing designer, and fashion designer, and an actor. You're a jack of all trades.
I try.
Yes, and his name today is Mr. Omar. Now, Valous.
Omar Valous.
Valous. All right, man. I got this right. Jeez.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. And let's go for a few minutes and let's talk before we get into our conversation today. Let's have a few words from our sponsors. All right.
July 27th at Malone's Concert Venue,
Santa Ana, California.
Youngblood Productions and the 517 Agency present Jell-O Fest featuring Green Jell-O.
Big little pig let me in.
By the hair of my chinny chin.
Little pig little.
With special guests
Fate Destroyed. Satanic Johnny. Frakus. Also featuring Double Bloody Helix,
Flock,
On the Run,
Grand Buffalo Station.
Tickets available at AcropolisTickets.com.
21 and up.
Don't miss Jell-O Fest, Malone's Concert Venue,
Santa Ana, California.
Brought to you by Youngblood Productions and Rock Rage Radio.
We are
everywhere.
L.A. Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at MBMMusicLLC.com. That's MBMMusicLLC.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Hey, this is Desiree Duffy from Black Chateau Enterprises, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio, and iTunes.
Okay, we are back with songwriter, singer, actor, and fashion designer Omar Valous. All right. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, man.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. So just tell us, where are you from?
Originally, I'm from Tucson, Arizona.
Arizona?
Yeah, I was raised there.
All right. So I'm a native from Los Angeles, so I got to ask somebody, did you decide on your own? I was like, I'm gonna be an actor and singer and everything, a superstar, and you moved to California, or...
Well, I decided on my own to move out here. It was a decision I made. Now, did I decide to be an actor or, you know, a singer? I don't think anybody decides that, you know, or at least I didn't. It was something that was I just knew it was innate. Like, I just known since a little kid that this is the path I needed to take, and I've just been following what I feel.
Well, was there any particular movie or some type of artist or any artist or anything, any particular part of media that was like, man, that's what the fuck I want to do?
Oh, hell yeah. MJ, Michael Jackson.
All right.
All
right. King of power. Of course, man. If anybody can get anybody into the music business, it would be him.
I mean, yeah, I was a little kid, you know. I remember He was the man. Like, right. That was a generation where Michael Jackson was booming.
He was around a long time. Yeah. He really, like, and he was, like, when he was small and he was a little boy, everybody was like, yeah, everybody was
they
into Michael
Jackson. They were feeling him, yeah, from the beginning.
And then he got older and he got away from the group and he just started, he just really just exploded on the world, you know. He was a really... really talented individual.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, so he's been a huge inspiration to this day. Actually, I was watching a music video today, and I mean, you just get drawn in to his craft, to him as a person. You know, that it's just that there's that connection that he was able to do, which, you know, ultimately made him a huge star, a huge icon.
Right.
You know, there's no doubt about that. And I feel like it was the connection that he had with his work, you know, and you see it. And his smile was amazing, and it radiates out of the screen. You know, it's just everything. He encapsulates everything that an artist, you know, looks forward to be.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to pick anybody, that's one of the best ones.
Yeah, no, all the way, man. No doubt about it.
Are there any other influences that you remember growing up?
Yeah, man. Prince was dope.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm hitting them pretty big.
That, you know, he played, like, all the instruments. And
yeah,
stuff.
No, yeah, Prince was, they said he has, you know, he has like thousands and thousands of unreleased music that he just stored away. You know,
I can't
library.
Believe it.
Yeah, it's a library full.
Yeah, I can imagine, and, you know, like, I guess like a writer has a lot of books that they haven't even been published yet, like maybe Stevie King or somebody like that.
Yeah.
You know, probably Prince has, like.
You know. Oh, no, he does. Like, that's, you know, that's a for sure he does. Yeah, it's quite amazing. And, you know, Black Sweat is one of my favorite songs.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, it's amazing.
He has, like, just so many songs, you know, he has put out, you know, and he was like a perfectionist, it seems like to me, you know. And I guess that's what you are striving as far as you being perfectionist as with your craft.
Yeah, you kind of have to be, you know, you have to dive all the way in. You have to take it seriously. You have to see it as a profession, not just, you know, just as a hobby. I mean, you kind of have to take yourself serious,
right,
in this profession for others to want to work with you.
Okay.
You know, there's so many people out there, so many artists, you know, just wanting this. And producers and other people you need to collaborate with, you know, radio, you know, just anybody, like record labels, anywhere. Like, you have to take yourself serious for them to take you serious.
Right.
And that's how I you know, that's how I see my craft. That's how I, you know, go about myself. In this journey.
Okay, that's good. Like I said, you're multi-talented. Are you wearing any of your designer clothes? These are your clothes?
Actually, I'm not. What I have with me, though, there's two things. Speaking of clothes, I brought you an Omar Veloce t-shirt just for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for you, man.
Like, if it fits, I'll put it on right now.
Heck yeah.
I guess so, Lord. Let me see.
Yeah, let's see. That looks good already, man.
Right.
Yeah, the crown I designed, I do all my graphics. You know, yeah, I did all of it. So there you go, speaking of.
Right.
That fits like a glove, man. Yeah.
Thank you very much, man.
You're welcome.
Jeez.
Yeah, heck yeah. Rock that Omar Veloce shirt.
Oh, yeah, I will. I'm already on Facebook with it.
Yeah, hell yeah. And then another thing I brought.
Mm-hmm.
Is my wallet. So I design wallets. So
oh,
this is a handcrafted wallet that I've done myself, actually. I've learned how to create wallets.
Ooh.
And this one in particular is special because it has fur inside.
Yeah, see.
Yeah. And so the idea with these wallets, Cartera wallets, Cartera means wallet in Spanish.
Right.
So really it's wallet.
Right.
Cartera wallet. You're able to attach it around your neck with a scarf.
Oh, okay.
Or you're able to attach it around your waist with
a belt. Oh, yeah. I'm looking at that. Yeah. I was wondering what the holes were for. Cool.
Yeah. And then you put it, and also, if I have a lot of stuff in my hand, I just, you know, feed a finger through it and it doesn't fall. It's kind of, you know,
right,
for protection. So it's really cool. I've had friends say that, you know, they could hide it. Like if they tie it on a belt, they hide it, and then they carry a dummy wallet. So if they feel like, yeah, they're in a, you know, shady place, they'll give away their dummy wallet,
right,
and all their personal belongings are hidden in this wallet attached around their waist. You
right.
know? So it's pretty cool how people have been using it. Yeah, it's Cartera Wallet. Right now, my website's under construction, but by the end of tonight, you'll be able to go to carterawallet.com.
Oh,
yeah, so it's just man, down
tell,
for a
tell
day.
The fans on Facebook, yeah. How y'all doing?
What's up, Facebook? Yeah, yeah, check it out, carterawallet.com.
Wow.
Like I said, give it till the end of the day. We're refreshing the website, and you'll be able to get yourself a Cartera wallet.
That's beautiful, sure, man.
Yeah, and they're reasonably priced, man. The thing with this is I want everybody to have one, so
okay,
I'm not going too crazy with a price point at all.
Oh, that's very nice of you, man.
Yeah.
You know, some people are just straight greedy, you know.
You know?
Right.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
no.
It's nice to, you know, have somebody. Well, I do meet a lot of people that, you know, are generous when I started in doing the radio shows and stuff like
yeah.
that. You know, I meet some real nice people, so I can't really say I met any, you know, jerks or anything. Not
yeah.
yet. I guess the more I get into it, I'll probably meet few. It doesn't matter. It's okay. I guess you don't. You meet them everywhere you go. So
yeah,
it's all right.
It's all right.
Yeah.
You just have to, you know, you have to ignore them here and there.
Yeah. I mean, you got to deal with them. That's fine. So. Yeah. Speaking of, okay. If you want to speak to Emma Valuz and say hi, you can call us at area code 323-203-0815. Let them know, tell them to say hi. If you want to say how you doing, everything, or you speak to anyone, or if you don't like my show, you just say, call me up and say, JJ, you suck.
No.
And I will reply with, your mama should. And so, I mean, that's just the way it goes. So, okay, so as far as your acting career.
Okay.
So is there anything, like, general that the general people might would know, have you been in?
You know,
Or is this stuff that, like, more independent, that people, or you produce your own stuff, or?
Well, no, I do produce my own stuff. I have a web series called TheOmarGodShow.com.
Ooh.
I'm not, yeah, it's O-H-M-A-R, so not O-M-A-R.
Okay.
And some people are like, wait, what, you think you're God? I'm like, no, I don't think I'm God. It's Omar God. Like, it's
oh, y'all get it? I get it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so it's The Omar God Show. And, yeah, so it's O-H-M-A-R-G-O-D, and it's a web series on YouTube right now. And we're actually getting ready to do season 2 of The Omar God Show.
Ooh.
And yeah, so it's going to be cool. It's there's going to be more actors in it. We're already writing some ideas. It's definitely slapstick comedy.
Right.
But, yeah.
That's what we want.
Yeah.
Man.
The first season of The Omar God Show, they're all real life stories retold in the most comedic way. So as crazy as the story may sound, most of it is true.
Okay.
Which, yeah, so you need to check it out, because there'll be moments that you're like, there's no way that was real. And it probably was.
Right.
Just kind of the humor of it. Like, we do some comedic moments where it's, you know, for shock value, but mm-hmm. the storyline is true.
Oh, right. You know, that's worth checking out. That's why I'm sitting here writing notes and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, The Omar God Show. Definitely
yeah.
check that out. We're working
that's
on...
That's on YouTube, right?
It's on YouTube, yeah. We're working on season 2 right now.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you're the writer? You're one of the writers?
Yeah,
or?
For season 1, I was everything, man. I was sometimes I was even the camera guy.
Right, the
yeah.
cribs and all of it. A
everything.
Caterer.
Well, each episode was different because, you know, the more people involved in the episode, mm-hmm. the more hands. So there was, one of the episodes, we had a makeup artist, two camera guys, it was a big production. But then the other episodes, if we go to the beach to film, we literally just take a backpack full of the equipment we're filming, as we can with what we have. And it turns out great, it's really good. For what it is, it's really good. It's definitely at a higher level than just a cell phone. Cell phone videos people do. It's better than that, which is really cool. I was proud of that. Good. And it was tons of fun. Yeah. So season two, it's going to be a little bit more production value, more people involved. So it'll be fun. Yeah. Definitely need to check it out. The Oh My God Show.
Yeah, man. We're gonna do the slapsticks, man. Cause that's stuff what me and my wife were trying to do. Me and Jenny.
Yeah.
That's what stuff we're trying to do. We got some ideas and stuff we're trying to put forward.
Well, it's good, and it's fun writing process because it's good when it makes you laugh writing it. And I remember when I was writing it, if it didn't make me laugh, I wouldn't write it. I literally would sit down and play these scenarios and be like, okay, what? And if I literally burst out laughing about the scenario that I did in my head, then it was worthy for me to write it down. So it's fun. It's such a fun, writing process to do slapstick comedy.
Oh, wow, man. That sounds like you have a great time doing what you do, man.
Thank you.
What about the singing and the songwriting? Because I actually, and now I'm going to be honest with everybody, this is the first time I ever done this as far as, being the main host. So I actually had to go and look you up on Facebook and YouTube, and I seen the gold video.
Yeah.
Now, was that in the actual desert?
That was in the actual
Which
desert.
Which one? Where were you at?
Pismo Beach.
Where is
4 hours north from here.
Really?
Yeah, it looks like I was in the Sahara, though, huh?
Man, it looked like it was hot and dry and 122 degrees type shit. Yeah,
it was hot during the day.
It was.
No doubt about it, yeah. Mm. That was an interesting video to shoot. We drove up to Pismo Beach, and from the beginning, it was a shit show, man.
Really?
Yeah, we were taking up two vehicles. One of the vehicles, the battery died, so we had to take one of the talent's cars. So I was trying not to have any of the talent drive themselves. We were gonna caravan, together. So we had to have one of the talent put all the equipment that went in the vehicle, which was the SUV. The SUV battery died, so we had to just cram everything into vehicles, and we all drove up, and it was awesome. I mean, there was tons of punches that we had to confront and avoid and dodge. But at the end of the day, man, everything worked out. Every shot that we wanted. I don't know how, man, we pulled it off, but we did.
That was you on the quad, too?
That was me, man.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, snap!
Yeah, that was me. And that in itself is a story, man. It was crazy. we were down. So in our heads, we were thinking we're going to rent the quads. We're going to drive. We're going to have carte blanche, like we'll be able to drive them anywhere.
Right.
No, there's a designated area for quads and motorcycles. We didn't know this when we arrived.
Oh,
so
okay.
We went and we rented the motorcycles. We had told the camera guy and the talent, everybody, like makeup, wardrobe, everybody, to meet us in one location, not knowing that there was only an allocated area for the quads. So when we finally got the quads, we were trying to, just through our phone, figure out where we were sending pictures. We were just, I don't know how we managed to finally meet up, but we were on two ends of the desert. And when we drove up to the camera, to the director and the wardrobe and the talent, they literally looked like they were lost in the desert. Because they were. Like, we all were.
Jeez. That's
yeah. So my buddy, the choreographer, the choreographer of the music video, we grabbed the equipment, and between him and I, we drove into the sand dunes, and he just he parked his motorcycle. We found an open space, and we were just shooting me driving on the quad.
Right.
And he was just, he became the camera guy. Then the patrol there comes up and he's like, "Hey, you could get a ticket. You're driving without a helmet." I don't know what came into me. And I looked at him and I was like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. We're doing a music video. Can we just do one more shot?" He looked at me puzzled that I had the courage to ask him, but we needed to get those shots. So he goes, "Hurry up, one more." So at that moment when he said one more, I looked and his quad was cooler than mine. So I asked him, "Can I use your quad?" He looked at me and said, "Nah, dude, you're pushing it." I'm like, "All right, give us 2 minutes."
All he could say is no, right?
Yeah, I mean, at that point, it was just, you know, trying to see what we could get. And we did. We were all happy, really, really happy right. with the outcome.
Look, I'm just telling y'all, y'all need to see the video, Gold. This man has moves, man. He's a dance machine. He had the lady, and they was doing their thing on there, man. It's good choreography, man. You got the moves, man.
Thank you.
You want to hear Gold right now?
Yeah. Or? Does everybody want to hear Gold?
Yeah. Y'all want to hear Gold? All right. Here he is, Mr. Omar Valouz with his song Gold. When was it released?
It was released 2016.
2016?
Yeah, 2016.
All right. Hell, hold on to y'all hats. Here we go. Let me see. Yes. Very nice. Gold by Omar Veluz. I'm gonna get it right, man.
Yeah, no, you got right. it right, man. You All right. got it.
What was the inspiration for that song?
Man, yeah, no, so many things. Well, going into the song, I knew that I wanted it to be inspirational, uplifting. Right. We were going for an anthem, so it just made sense. It just made sense to really grasp onto something big. And the message in that song is we're all gold inside. Not, it's not like, oh, you're gold, you're hashtag winning. No, it's underneath your clothes, underneath your skin. Like, you are golden, your spirit's golden. And it's like magic. And, you know, so when we were conceptualizing even the video, we wanted it to be magical. We wanted it to kind of have that, you know, just spiritual vibe to it. And I think we did it without, you know, without even like doing special effects. It was, you know, it was dope. It was
cool.
Yeah,
it was really nice, man. Like the, like I said, man, I had, that's what to ask you, man, about the desert sands, and I didn't know you was in Central California.
Yeah.
That's nice. And, you know, the quads and, like I said, the dancing, very, very nice video, man.
And then in the video, what inspired the video itself was, you know, the idea, the storyline, the idea is that I'm scouring the earth for my golden being, for, you know, people would say soulmate, but just I'm actually searching for this light, for this beautiful, just golden spirit. And that's portrayed by Bella, actually. Bella Grosso. She's an amazing dancer. She's an amazing talent. She's an actor as well. And it was just great, you know, to have her on, and, you know, the idea of me connecting with this person in the music video, connecting with this person and me just searching the earth for them,
right,
you know, is something that I think a lot of people can connect with. But more so than that, it's not just a person. It's you're scouring the earth to kind of find yourself. So that's, you know, that also inspired the music video.
Oh, wow, man. That's nice. As far as, I guess, the fashion designs, you know, did all of this come all at once, or did when your inspiration, or did it just, you know, okay, well, I'm doing this right now, let me start doing this.
Yeah.
That's how this, being a man of several faces, that's how that came to being?
Dude, call it a curse or a gift, but I seriously, man, I've since a kid, I remember my mom asking me what I wanted to be when I grew up. Mm-hmm. And I told her like six different things. I wanted to be an artist. I wanted to be a painter. I wanted to be a doctor.
Right.
I wanted to be an architect. I named six things.
Right.
Out of those six things, there's probably two that I didn't become. And one of them is a doctor. I'm not a doctor, but I am an architect as well.
Oh, wow.
You know, I have an architecture degree. So, you know, like I said, call it a curse or whatnot, but my brain is always going.
Right.
And if I'm not creative, and if I'm not, you know, if I don't push forward with the things I'm inspired, I feel like I don't feel complete. I don't feel happy. So a lot of these things that I've done have just been impulse and just kind of going with it. And I, you know, for instance, the clothing design, a buddy of mine and I, we were like 10 years ago, we were working at a restaurant here, and then we both, you know, we weren't working there anymore, and we were trying to figure out with, you know, other business ideas, and he had an idea of a t-shirt line. Well, by that point, I was already designing t-shirts because I just had this crazy idea to just design shirts.
Right.
And so it just all just happened to click. He wanted to start a clothing line. I already had designs for t-shirts. So we started a brand called Stuff We Wear.
Hmm.
To this day, you could go on Facebook and on Instagram, and they're still up. And all those designs, you know, are creations that him and I did together. I did all the creative work. I sewed all the leather onto the t-shirts. There were t-shirts embellished with leather. Yeah. So you just keep the ball rolling from that, you know, from designing t-shirts. I designed a leather piece that attached to your scarf. And the idea was that I wanted to cinch a piece of fabric into a scarf. It didn't matter what fabric, but it was cinched in the middle, so you could wear it with a scarf. So then that developed into my wallets, Cartela wallets. Because then a friend of mine was like, you should have a pocket in them. Then that pocket turned into the size of a, you know, so you could put your debit card. So it turned into a wallet. So, you know, if you have the ball rolling, if you're a creative mind, and I'm not the only one like this. There's a lot of people that are just artists that just thrive for creativity and they don't know anything else. And I mean, it's great. Like I said, it feels like a curse sometimes because you're always like not resting, but who needs rest but the dead?
Right. You know, it's too much to do. So as far as performing, do you like, you know, getting on the stage and doing your shows, or that's something that you kind of like,
No, I love it, man.
You love it?
I'm free.
Right.
I'm so free. Yeah. And I've tried to be that free on the everyday. Like, I've tried to be that free at the shopping center. I've tried to be that free at restaurants. People look at you like you're crazy. So you go about your entire day keeping it small, keeping it controlled, keeping it cool. On stage, man, no. You let it all out. And that's what's amazing. It's just everything that you just want to express and put out there, and you have to see it that way and just paint kind of the environment, the energy. And it's a freeing moment. Now there's a lot of work to get to there.
Right.
It's not easy, but once you get to that comfort on stage, it's amazing. It's addicting.
Let me ask you this. What, out of all the things that you do, what do you like doing the most? Or they're just basically all the same?
You know, it comes to a point that it's just they all merge together.
Okay.
I've taken a long time to really figure out what key elements of what I do are me, you know.
Oh, hold on one second. My wife is calling.
Oh, yeah.
It's Jenny.
Yeah. What's up?
There you go. Baby. Hello. No answer. Baby, call back. I don't know what's happening. Can I call her? I don't know. Calling, I guess.
You've reached Jennifer DeVoe and James News of Get Real Global Entertainment, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, and Jenny's Real Rock. Just leave us a message, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.
Baby, call back. I don't know what's wrong with this. Ronan, help somebody. I don't know. Anyway.
Hi, Jenny. This is your husband and Omar. Call us back when you have a chance.
She'll call back.
I just felt like leaving her a message.
Right. Appreciate you, man. All right. Anyway, how am I going to get rid? Oh, God. How am I doing this? I'm sorry, y'all. I'm new. I'm not really. Uh-oh. Where's Ronan? I need his help. I messed up. Let me see. There we go. Call him back. I'm not trying to call you. Anyway, we have a couple more songs. Yeah. Let me see. You want to play the ones on your phone?
Or yeah. Yeah.
Your pick. Whichever one you
want. Yeah, I'll play some on my phone. We'll leave that, the last one, the one that we're about to release, for a little later.
Okay.
Yeah. So my newest release, which will be coming up at the end of this month, and also the beginning of August, there's going to be, you know, we're ramping up to release my next record, my next single.
Okay.
But we'll save that one for last, if that's okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
It's up to you.
All right.
Whatever,
cool.
Whichever way you like to do it.
So let's see. So I'll play. The very first song, actually. I'll play the very first song I ever recorded in a studio, and this was about 6 years ago.
Oh, cool.
All right, so it's titled Fantasy. There's also a music video on YouTube for this one. So
right.
Yeah.
So I'm telling y'all, man, that gold was hot. So what is Fantasy?
Fantasy,
check
yeah.
that one out, too.
Yeah, this one's pretty sexy, too. Yeah,
right.
it was the very first song, very first music video. It's on YouTube. Subscribe to my channel on YouTube.
Right.
Omar Veloz. Yeah, it's that way it could buzz you when my other music videos go. So here we go.
Right.
Cada día es un sueño, un recuerdo. Despertar es dormir más. Los colores de la vida me arrullan en el sueño como en el mar. Jamás en la vida existiría.
Minus
to reach the maximum length. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send...
So I think we just left the message.
I think my engineer is doing something.
There we go.
That was Omar Valouz, and the song was called Fantasy. That was great. Hello, baby.
Hey.
What's happening?
Speaking of crazy people and crazy stuff.
What's up?
I saw this weird white woman with blonde hair and green eyes and mane today. I don't know what she was doing there, but she looked out of place, and she looked really crazy.
She's talking about herself.
She was traveling with a band of hippies. And I don't know what was going on with all that, but
What's going on, babe? Yeah. How's Maine? Now,
Maine is beautiful, but right now it's getting very dark clouds, and it looks like it's going to rain.
What's up, Maine?
And it's very windy, but yes, it's very pretty.
What's up, Maine? Maniacs in the house. We love Maine.
Yes, Maine is in the house.
Right. Baby, say hi to our guests.
We're almost here to Canada. Oh, here, Samantha, my daughter Samantha wants to say hi.
Oh, okay.
Goodbye.
Okay. You know you were on live radio just now, right? Okay, anyway. That was interesting.
Right.
Okay. Speaking of interesting white women with blonde hair.
Right. You haven't had any sleep yet, huh, babe?
Hi, Omar. Hope everything's going okay.
Amazing. It's going amazing.
I didn't muck it up that much.
The husband taking good care of you?
Amazing. From the hello, he has been incredible.
I'm trying, baby. I got big shoes to fill. Not because you got big feet, but just because you're that personality-wise. I ain't talking about your feet. Even though
your feet are bigger. Your feet are bigger. Love you.
I'm a guy. I'm supposed to have bigger feet. Shit.
You know what
they say? Well, yeah, I guess, yeah.
Big shoes.
14.
It's hard for me to fall down. Yeah.
Anyway, I was just calling in to say hi from the road.
How did it go, baby? How did the show go?
Jenny's road trip. It was very exhausting. The flights were late. The bus left without me. I had to get another one. That's a lot of finagling to, hijack on the side of the bus, take down another bus. I have to pistol whip somebody and then take over the seat.
Wait a minute, baby. You took their pistol from them and whipped them with their own pistol. That's what you're trying to do.
Yeah, yes. That's what happened. Yes. And, but I had to thumb it, and until another bus driver was, nice enough to pick me up. And of course, I was innocent looking enough to be picked up. So, it all went well.
So you mean you took the bus driver's pistol and pistol whipped the bus driver with it?
Yes, I did. yes, I did.
That's good.
To be done. I needed to get north.
Exactly.
And it is what it is, and you have to do what you have to do when you're out on the road.
Like, pow, Maine, bitch, drive.
Road rules, the road. There's no rules to the road.
We okay, baby. We didn't blow up the station, and no one called with threatening us or anything, so we're good.
Okay, that's cool. Okay, yeah. That's good. Nobody's going to sue us for talking crap again. Okay,
no,
good.
No.
I like it. As long as we don't get a call from a white guy that's crazy with blonde hair, we're okay.
Well, that's probably Donald Trump.
But this is what I was talking about.
As long as we don't get a call from
a white man with blonde hair that's crazy, we're good.
Okay.
I mean, I know I sound like a white man that's crazy with blonde hair.
No, you
but
don't.
I'm really not. I swear, I'm a female.
You're a crazy white woman with blonde hair.
Yeah. Even though I sound like a guy. I know. I have a deeper voice than Donald Trump. It's okay.
And bigger hands.
What? Oh, hold on. My father wants to say his piece. One second.
Hello?
She might get chopped with the tomahawk.
How you doing?
There's a lot of them up here.
How you doing?
Good, you?
I'm great, man. I wish I could have came to Maine to meet you guys, man. But I'm coming next year, man, with bells on, man.
Okay. Thanks for the warning.
Yeah, I'm giving you time.
Just joking.
That's great. I'm glad you got it. I see where my wife got her sense of humor from.
Okay.
Yeah. That's great.
Okay. Y'all have a good night, okay?
All right. You have a good one too, sir.
Bye-bye.
Baby.
That's funny. It almost sounded like the opening to the Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Yeehaw!
Anyway, yeehaw, exactly. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm gonna let you go so you can wrap it up with our awesome guest Omar Malouz.
He's great.
Thank you so much for being on the show this week.
Right.
Thank you for having me.
And I liked what you were talking about. So
good.
I'm down.
All right.
Love you. Talk to you later.
Hi,
peace
baby.
Out from Maine.
All right. Bye, babe.
Bye.
You have a good one. All right. So we got a couple more songs. I have Send Me an Angel. You want to play that? Or
I'm thinking do you want to close? Will this be the last song? Or do
no,
we
no, no. We got time.
Yeah, so let's do one before Send Me an Angel. How about that?
Okay, that's fine.
All right, cool. So this next one is
Fiesta. This is unmastered, unreleased. So, but I'll still play it for you guys. How about that?
Okay.
All right. So this is like one of the songs that will probably go in my library. Not sure if I'll release it. If I do, it'll be fun. If I don't, you're going to get to hear it.
Right.
All right. Here we go.
Great, man. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Right. So that one might be archived, but I just wanted to share it with you guys.
Right.
I mean, some songs, they're just, you know, you do them, they're amazing, but, you know, you have
you're on the fence about putting them out. Or,
yeah. Or, you know, it's just all about timing.
Something that you do about you, maybe something you might have did for you personal or something. Maybe?
Yeah. I mean, for a million reasons, you know, and it'll be on SoundCloud, but, you know, maybe some songs you do like a big release for, some songs are more private, you know, for your fans and so forth. So, yeah, I mean, it's all good. It's all groovy.
Cool, man. We got like one more song.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it. So this is the first debut listen of my next single that we're releasing. In the next couple weeks, we're doing a big club promo.
Good.
Yeah, so you're going to hear it at your clubs. We're going for, you know, a spot on the dance club Billboard charts.
Wow.
We're doing it.
Right.
Yeah, the music video is done. The music video is, if you think Gold was good,
right,
this is really freaking good.
All right.
Yeah, so keep an eye out for it. Subscribe to Omar Veloce on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Let's go for it. So
right,
let's play it.
What is this? Send Me an Angel?
Send Me an Angel. It's a remix cover originally by Real Life.
Okay.
And we're doing a remix cover of it.
All right.
Yeah, it was originally released in, I think, in 84.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I think I remember
years
this.
After, yeah.
All right. This is Send Me an Angel, a remake by Omar Veloce.
You could play it. It was my phone. It was off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there was some technical... I just need to unplug my phone. It was playing the vocals from my phone, but... Right. So it was interrupting the sound. So you could continue playing it. All sorry right. about that. We'll be right back.
All right. That was Omar Ballou, Simeon Angel remix. He's a remake from the 1984, I believe. And I'd like to thank you, Mr. Omar Ballou,
for
coming in.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And I'll just say that's it. I'm glad everyone showed up and looked. And thank you, everyone. And have a nice time. See you later. Bye.
See you. Thank you so much.
Bye. Let me see.